something good.
KNBA, something good. It's music from the Hannah Yoder Band. And we'll be talking some more about the Hannah Yoder Band in just a couple of minutes, so do stick around for that. New music from Emily Saliers in there, Long Haul, from her debut solo album. We heard from River Wireless in there with Life Crisis from a fabulous album, We All the Light. And if you want to see something really cool, you owe it to yourself to just go YouTube and type in River Wireless, W-H-Y-L-E-S-S, and watch some of the videos of this band. They're young folks, multi-instrumentalists, multi-talented, and just really, really, really fun to watch. It was the new Christie Minstrels featuring Barry McGuire, and back there with Eve of Destruction, of course, the old P.F. Sloan track. And States I'm In, Bruce Coburn from his upcoming album, Bone on Bone, got us started out. 27 past 8 o'clock, it is the Morning Line program. My name is Danny Preston, and thanks so much for tuning in this morning. And once again, listeners to the terrestrial signal at 90.3 FM, thanks for bearing with us during part of the morning. As we were off the air doing some maintenance on the old transmitter. Again, they were like changing the oil on it or something. I'm not exactly sure what the deal was, but working fine now. And thanks for hanging out with us at KMBA.org and with the KMBA app as well. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it's a very special day, and we have two very special guests to welcome the program. Our guests are Kristen Collins and Gayla Osseth. And so first, Kristen, you are with the Alaska Center. Remind folks what the Alaska Center is all about.
Great. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The Alaska Center is a group that works to educate and engage Alaskans on issues that impact our way of life. That issue includes, of course, wild salmon. So that's why we're here today, to talk about the importance of wild salmon on Alaska Wild Salmon Day. And we also work on clean energy solutions to climate change and ensuring that Alaskans are involved in the decision making of our resources.
Okay, tremendous. And Gayla, you are with Stand for Salmon. It's kind of self-explanatory. You stand for salmon. What's the group do?
Okay, hi. Thank you for having me on the air today. Stand for Salmon is a group of people just like me from all across Alaska. We have subsistence, sport, commercial, fishermen, tribal and community leaders, and everyday Alaskans. We are working to ensure that Alaska's salmon fisheries are maintained for future generations as the state grows and develops. Stand for Salmon is a statewide effort. We have supporters all around the state, including Anchorage, Bristol Bay, Southeast, the Kenai Peninsula, Mat-Su Valley, Fairbanks, the Interior, and the Arctic.
Wow, very widespread. And it's wonderful to have both of you here on this, the, I think, second annual Alaska Wild Salmon Day, just days after a big celebration of salmon down in Inilchik at Salmon Fest. So, Kristen, Fourth of July, we shoot off fireworks. You know, Christmas, we decorate the tree. Do we decorate the salmon, or what's Wild Alaska Salmon Day all about?
Yeah, so Wild Alaska Salmon Day is a new state holiday. I think that we're the only state in the nation to have this as a state holiday, which makes sense because we are the state in the nation that still has the abundant salmon resources that we do. But it is a day that Alaskans gather together and celebrate the unique role that Wild Alaska Salmon plays in our lives and our communities. It was established last year when Governor Walker signed House Bill 128 into law, and it designates every August 10th from here until forever as Wild Alaska Salmon Day. And so Alaskans are able to celebrate together salmon on this day.
Okay. Why?
I think Gayla can answer that question pretty well, but I think Alaska's wild salmon play a unique role in all of our communities across the state, from our jobs to our cultural identity to many of the different recreation opportunities that we have in the state. But yeah, they play such an important role, so we should definitely have a holiday for them.
Okay, tremendous. So, Gayla, we'll let you take it away. What exactly is the significance of Wild Alaska Salmon Day?
Okay, great. Thank you. So, our wild salmon are so much a part of Alaskans in our daily lives. We harvest salmon for our whole winter supply for food. That's how a lot of people live in rural Alaska, is surviving off of salmon over the winter. And we also share with an abundance of people who live here in Anchorage as we send fish to our relatives and stuff. And I just wanted to shout out, you know, as a Bristol Bay resident, I'm really grateful that Representative Bryce Edgman got this passed through the state legislature so that this can be recognized as a state holiday. And what a great way to celebrate and celebrate Alaska Wild Salmon and bring people bring people's awareness at how much this resource needs to be protected. So it brings all of us together. And like Kristen said earlier, you know, we're probably the only state in the country with a statewide holiday to celebrate salmon, which is appropriate because we're the only state left with healthy salmon runs. And that's why it's so important that I cannot emphasize it enough at how important it is to protect this renewable resource. So this year's holiday is an opportunity to notice all the ways wild salmon are woven into our lives and to pay attention to how we as a state can protect this legacy for future generations. And as our state grows and changes, it's important to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to develop responsibly and to protect our salmon. And one of my, you know, I want to make sure that we have salmon for our future generations so that I could pass on my traditional ways of putting up fish and doing fish to my grandchildren. And that's very important to a lot of us here in Alaska.
I feel like we should be raising a salmon flag. I was thinking of Ivor's restaurant in Seattle where they've got a big salmon flag that they fly. We should have appropriated that for Wild Salmon Day. You know, I think a very important takeaway for me from what you're explaining, Gayla, is the importance. We are so, you know, set in our minds, unfortunately, in the present. And there's certainly value of having our minds in the present. But sometimes we don't think about tomorrow and think about those future generations, and especially for subsistence folks who have been living in harmony and utilizing salmon for tens of thousands of years. I can't even imagine if a generation or two from now, you know, we're eating frozen fish and chips because we don't have any salmon anymore.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. And as we're doing the work that we do, it makes you think, what would we do if we didn't have salmon in our state of Alaska? I mean, it would be devastating to so many communities and to so many Alaskans. And the one thing, you know, it's good to look into our future, but it's also really, really important to hold on to our past and our traditional ways of gathering salmon, putting up salmon, smoking our fish, salting our fish, sharing. It's just a great opportunity to connect with the land and to pass that on.
Yeah, huge part of life. It's 8:34, and it is Morning Line on KMBA. If you're just joining us, our guests are Gayla Osseth and Kristen Collins, and we are talking about Alaska Wild Salmon Day. Because I know you have it marked on your calendar, circled. August 10th is Alaska Wild Salmon Day. So how are we going to celebrate, Kristen?
Yeah, awesome. There are a lot of different ways to celebrate across the state. If you're in Anchorage tonight, the Alaska Center is hosting a celebration in the park from 5:30 to 9 p.m. This is a free salmon barbecue with a lot of different kids' activities, and there's going to be a community art project, as well as live music from Hannah Yoder, which we heard recently before. Please come out to Cuddy Park. It's in the library, and we're encouraging people to bike in. It's rain or shine, so we'll have tents up for folks if it is raining, but we're hoping for shine. Free salmon barbecue. So come join us.
Okay, and then a couple of restaurants are doing something pretty interesting too, as far as helping out the cause.
Yeah, in Anchorage, the Spinard Roadhouse and Beartooth are donating 1% of wild salmon sales to a salmon conservation fund the whole month of August. So if you're not able to come join our celebration in Anchorage, you can also go participate at these restaurants and support local communities by purchasing wild salmon as well as local businesses. And there's a full list of restaurants that are participating in Alaska Wild Salmon Day at aksalmonday.com. And you can check out that site for a full list of restaurants as well as other events that are happening around the state.
Who should go to the gig at Cuddy Park tonight?
Anchorage families and Anchorage residents. Anyone, salmon lovers that want to come celebrate this wild resource, get some free salmon, and take part of a community event that we hope to have annually.
Because there's going to be stuff for kids, too?
Yeah, we'll have fat tire bike rides and cornhole, and we also have a community art project. We have a salmon mural that we are going to be painting together and then finding a place in the city to then designate it as a mural.
Okay, so who gets to decide that?
It'll be a work in progress after the event.
Oh,
but,
nice.
We'd love to solicit ideas from the community.
Fantastic. Okay, it's Cuddy Park. Wild Salmon Day celebration and barbecue at Cuddy Park. It's happening from 5:30 until 9 o'clock tonight. Salmon, free salmon. That's my favorite kind. Live music, of course. Hannah Yoder and her band will be there. Games, dance performances. Some special guest speakers lined up as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have Gayla, actually, will be coming to talk about Bristol Bay and the importance of protecting salmon for the Dillingham and other communities out there. And we'll also have Mayor Berkowitz talking about Anchorage being a salmon city and the value of salmon right here in our biggest city in Alaska. And we'll have a couple other guest speakers as well as a dance group from Alaska Native Heritage Center. And yeah, some other folks too.
Okay, fantastic. And of course, more information if you need some more details, Alaska or aksalmonday.com is where you can go on the web, aksalmonday.com. And a reminder once again, now it's raining now, but it's supposed to be maybe just some showers this evening, but rain or shine, got tents for all the fun there too. Alaska Wild Salmon Day 2017. So as we get set to wrap up here, Gayla, anything to add?
If you're not able to attend these events, you could, celebrate at home and look for events in the future. And just remember the importance as you're eating salmon throughout the year of how important and how lucky we are to have salmon on our table and how important it is that we protect our salmon. And for more information on how we can protect our salmon, you could check out the website at stanfordsalmon.org too for more information on some of the things that we're working on.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Gayla.
Thank you very much for having me.
And don't take our wild salmon for granted. Kristen, anything to add?
Yes, there's also Dillingham, Saldatna, Talkeetna, and Sitna, or Sitka, and as well as Fairbanks. So if you're outside the area, you can attend there as well.
And the information on those is on the web at
visit aksalmonday.com.
Okay. Thank you so very much. It's the Alaska Wild Salmon Celebration and Barbecue, Cuddy Park, tonight, 5:30 until 9 o'clock. And Gayla and Kristen, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you for having us.
Very welcome. 8:39, music still to come from Rod Stewart, classic from Rod Stewart, a new Jack Johnson, and more.
The 2017 AT&T Concert Series presents Third Eye Blind, Friday, September 1st, 7 p.m., at the ConocoPhillips Borealis Theater. Third Eye Blind, a chart-topping modern rock group with hits including Semi-Charmed Life and Jumper. Help them celebrate their 20th anniversary Friday, September 1st at the Alaska State Fair. Ticket information available at alaskastatefair.org.